free. Three most important things to consider in real estate are, anyone know? In advertising, well, it used to be at least that the three most important things to consider were repetition, repetition, and repetition. And I'm not sure that that's the same anymore. Social media, the internet has changed things in great ways. And now free sites like Facebook harvest all of your information, everything that you do, and then hyper-target advertisements to you when you're online. You'll notice it. There's, hey, wait a minute, I was looking for that just a week ago, and then all of a sudden it appears there. The advances that have happened in the internet, like them or not, are changing the way that we shop. They're changing the way that we see things. There is, many of you have smartphones, right? And many of you don't. You're like, I'm not going to get one of those smartphones. Well, within 5 to 10 years, you probably won't have smartphones at all. You may have a pair of glasses that you put on, and you will have an augmented reality in front of you. That means that when you're walking down the street, you can decide that you're also shopping, and you'll click something. I don't know how it'll work, but you will see the aisles of the grocery store, or you will see whatever in front of you, and you can pick out the items right there, and then they'll be delivered to your home. You won't need to buy a big screen TV anymore, because as you're looking through the glasses, a TV will appear on your wall and you'll watch your television show. And so the way that technology is changing the way that we view things changes the way advertisement happens. It's not necessarily going to be repetition, 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 but instead augmented reality, augmented reality, augmented reality. The way that you've seen this first. Kids are doing it, and some grown-ups too, and anyone that was a kid in the 90s of some way are playing that Pokemon Go game. We're a Pokestop, and I know it's not as popular as it was anymore, but that introduced some augmented reality. You look at your phone, and you see people walking around, and you see a little Pokemon walking around with you. It's right there, so just translate that to glasses. I'm going way deep on this internet stuff just to tell you that things are changing, and we can't do things the exact same way anymore. But as things change, some things are remaining the same. Like seeing, hearing, smelling, feeling, otherwise engaging a concept, an invitation, a greeting, a message, a song, or an advertisement. Some multiple times leaves a lasting impression. So when you notice something being repeated in any context, it's best to pay attention to what that is. It's likely that the repeated word or the picture or the advertisement, the tune, the phrase, it's meant to be remembered. It's likely that it's meant to have a lasting importance. So we've got today's Bible reading. And in it, well, we know that Thomas doubted, and Jesus said, "Blessed are they that have not seen yet believe." Jesus also greets the disciples three times. You don't need the Thomas context for that. He comes in and sees them, and each time he says, "Peace be with you." And I think that repetition in this short passage, three times in this passage, is meant to be remembered. It's meant to communicate something very important. Jesus wasn't about chiding people for doubt. He was about peace be with you. So why don't we ever refer to this as the peace be with you passage? Well, it's the doubting Thomas passage. I guess we're all about the doubt. And Jesus did lift up believing without seeing as the way to go. He gave Thomas a jibe when he said, "Have you believed because you've seen me?" Well, these others, they're blessed because they have not seen and yet they've come to believe. Although he didn't say these others. You know, notice that the other disciples did see Jesus and they believed. None of them had the opportunity to not believe because they didn't see. Only Thomas, who wasn't hanging around when Jesus was there. But Jesus never scolded any of the disciples. He gave him a jibe, but he didn't scold anyone for doubting. He showed him what he needed to see in order to believe. And he said that the ones who don't need to experience that were blessed. Okay, that's good. So Thomas doubted. There is nobody here in the sanctuary that hasn't doubted. Because we all doubt. And remember, doubt is not the opposite of faith. It has been expressed that way before, but doubt is faith's close cousin. If we doubt, we have faith to make it through. The opposite of faith is certainty. And if you're certain about something, you don't need faith because you're certain. Faith and doubt, though, they need each other. Today's passage, yes, doubt is in there, but today's passage is about peace. The word Jesus used in greeting the disciples is eirene, and it carries with it this idea of peace that is more than just the absence of war. Like I said before, it involves peace and harmony and prosperity and security and tranquility and safety. It's the equivalent of the Vulcan greeting. Live long and prosper. It's the equivalent of the Hindu greeting, or the greeting that is said in many parts of the world, Namaste. It's genuine. It paints the rest of what goes on afterwards, after the greeting, with wishes for peace and harmony and security and tranquility and safety. So everything that goes on with Jesus and the disciples, the fear, the doubt, the wounds, the instructions, are painted with a brush of peace and harmony. So this, John, right after the resurrection passage, this verse, this reading in John, is the peace be with you reading. It's the peace be with you reading. It's the peace be with you reading. There, I said it three times. And although this greeting only occurs here in John 20, and then in Luke 24, the whole idea of peace, prosperity, harmony, eirene, occurs in the New Testament 93 times. In Hebrew, the word that carries the wish for peace and prosperity and harmony and security, tranquility and safety, it's shalom. Shalom is peace. Often, when we're trying to refer to God's reign on earth, the kingdom of God, God's reign on earth, we also call it God's shalom. It carries with it all of that. We greet each other with that peace. Eirene, shalom, every Sunday. We turn to our neighbor, we say, peace be with you. Sometimes we might say, live long and prosper. I don't know. Sometimes you might just say hello. There are always opportunities to challenge the eirene, though. There really are. Things that make the peace elusive or seemingly impossible. You know, we're trying as a congregation to balance how to be the church that attracts and welcomes a new generation of people into the life of the church, while not losing things that we have held dear as a congregation. We're a congregation who wants to grow, yes. And at the same time, we're very resistant to change, and we keep trying. And for all of us, it's trying, right? Let peace be with you. Sowing discord. That's nothing new to the church. It's been going on for as long as people have been gathering as congregations. And I know we've had some discord over the last several years, couple years. Some discord maybe still continues. We also just yesterday had that church council retreat, that gathering, the four-hour gathering with food and discussion and prayer. We work together to find ways to be a vital and a vibrant church, to seek God's call for our future, to practice our faith, to take inventory and really do well with our tangible resources. Peace be with you. Today is Earth Day Sunday. We're called to care for creation. We're called to do our best not to destroy or use up natural resources. And too often the Christian community, well, we twist scripture or just plain ignore it, be arrogant and selfish in finding any way possible to ignore the need to pay attention to science and to care for creation. Peace be with you. We know of and we continue to find ways in which we agree. Ways in which we do not agree. Issues we care deeply about. Issues we wish would go away. Political rhetoric that inspires us and political rhetoric that makes us sick. And through all of it, peace be with you. This week, maybe the most difficult challenge of all. Maybe it's the easiest. This week, be at peace. And be peace. If you're in contact with folks who are seeking to sow discord, be a person of peace. Real peace. Peace, harmony, prosperity, security, tranquility, and safety. And if it seems that discord is the only thing on whomever you're talking to's mind, then ask to find a better way. A way of peace and harmony and prosperity, security, tranquility, and safety. I also know that sometimes you just have to leave a conversation because it's not going to happen. But also, in addition to doing that, if you're in contact, seek to be peace. Start conversations with one another about peace, harmony, prosperity, security, tranquility, and safety. Peace isn't about just fighting discord, like it's not about the absence of war. Peace isn't about fighting at all. It's about harmony, prosperity, security, tranquility, and safety. Peace. Amen.